Well, currently with these new breeds that we've got coming out, the drying ratio of the end product is a lot better than it used to be. So you're doing the same amount of work as you used to do, but you could possibly pick up a third extra income out of it.
So what do you mean by the drying ratio?
Well, there are varieties like the Story is about 7 to 1, like 7 tonne of fresh to 1 tonne of dried. Moorpark's down about 6 and Hunter's around about the 6 mark too. But some of these new varieties are getting down to 4.5 to 5. So if you're doing 7 tonne of processing to get 1 tonne of fruit versus 4.5 or 5 tonne to 1 tonne, you'll get a bigger return on the same amount of work.
And do you think these sorts of figures would encourage people to either get back into the industry, because a lot of people have left over recent years, or perhaps encourage new people in?
Well, I think we're trying to encourage new people in, rather, because the whole dynamics has changed. We're looking at closer planting, more dense, keeping the tree size smaller, making it easier to pick. Like, if you can pick all your fruit, well, 90% of your fruit from the ground rather than climbing ladders or using hydroplats, there's a big plus to be saved there too. So we've actually got to change people's thinking as to how the industry works.
And what about prices for the end result? I mean, that's low prices in recent years, and a monopoly buyer has led to a lot of people leaving the industry, as well as water, I guess. How do you get around that?
Well, the commodity price at the moment is very good, even though we've still only got the one packer. I mean, ultimately, to get another packer, you need lots of fruit. We're looking at probably an average price of about $9,000 a tonne, provided you're growing a good quality product. Now, if you add that to what we've just spoken about, as well as the figures that, PERS is going to provide on the day, the people will see there's a very lucrative income to be made.
Okay, what about water use? How do they compare to other crops?
Well, they're probably a bit less than almond. Similar to olive, I guess. We've cut right back, and because your tree size is down, you can actually get away with less water anyway.
I guess a lot of people also left the industry to go into wine grapes. Do you think some would be regretting that these days?
Well, I'd say they probably, the wise ones have probably planned for this, although I don't think anyone can plan for what actually happened as bad as it did, but that's what this is all about. We've figured that if there's ever a time for our industry to grow, it's while other industries are hurting, and the idea is not to get people to switch completely, but to consider a diversification and have grapes as well as, or oranges as well as, just get back to the fruit salad, which is basically what the Riverland grew on. We want to get an Australian-only product out there, not a blended product, but an Australian-only product out there that people are prepared to pay a premium price for.
Absolutely, because the quality is just out of this world, isn't it?
Yeah, we're second to none. I mean, if you spoke to Angus Park, and this is what probably started it, we had our fruit judging competition last year, and the fella from Angus Park just said he's turning down phone calls weekly for export orders that just haven't got the fruit to fill.